Subress.
On demand. Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subress
Radio. My first guest this evening, all right, he is back for 2022 with a big tune called Border. Features Jeet B and Rina Nafri. And you know what? This guy's been putting Leicester up on the map from day. You know what? Him and his team have just been dropping bangers after bangers and bangers. You know what? He's just new into the production scene, but just in a short space of time, you know what? He has just shown that he is a force to be reckoned with. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about a good friend of the show, a good friend of mine. Give it up and show some love for Indy Gill. Indy,
how you doing, brother? You okay?
All good, man. All good. Back again on the show, man. Always a pleasure to have you, bro.
Thank you for always having me, man. Big shout out to Subress Radio. Big shout out to yourself, Akshay. You're like one of our favorite presenters. We always say this. This is the show we look forward to coming on and doing an interview with. And yeah, man, just always love, man. Thank you so much for showing so much love and support to our music. Not only my production, but all the 3Q Records releases. You're just the man. You're the man, man.
Respect. Thank you, man. The love is reciprocated, my brother. But listen, bro, man, you know, you must be, Indy, right? You know, I've known you for a little while now. You must be one of the hardest guys, you know, hardest working guys in the game right now, because, you know, PR, management, producing, tracks, man, you know, where, you know, and a family man as well, you know, where do you find the time, bro?
You know what, bro? Something that has always been close to my heart, it's always been music, and no matter what I do in life, music will always be there. Whether it's doing my own thing, whether it's supporting others like my artists, whether it's just promoting other artists, whatever it is, music will always be there for me. I'll always find time for it. And the amount of love and respect and you know, comments and messages I get in regards to music, that's what keeps us going, man. You know, it's all about putting like new types of music out there for everyone to enjoy. And we're just trying to be consistent. You know, we've been in the game for about 10 years as a label. You know, on and off doing bits and bobs around, and you know, and then I thought, you know, not just the label, let's do everything in-house, whether that's production, promotion, you know, videos, everything. I just wanted it under one banner, so it's easier for me, easier for the artists, you know, to have that access under one roof. Do you know what I mean? And then also, you know, a lot of love from the media, such as yourselves. You know, without you guys, we're nothing. You know, you guys play our music, people hear it, and yeah, that just means the world to us, you know.
And you know what an amazing journey, you know, it has been for 3Q Records, you know. And you know, I always look forward to, you know, releases from the label, because, you know, like you said, you know, the package is so on point. And I'll say that straight up, you know, from the production to the video to everything. So, and you know, you guys never ever drop anything substandard, man. You know, it's straight up quality. So salute you, you know, salute all the artists, man.
Appreciate that. Appreciate it. We do it for you guys, you know, for yourself and everybody listening, like, you know, all our supporters. That's who we do it for. And that's what keeps us going and keeps us coming back. So, like I said, for 10 years, it's been one of those motivation, you know, that's always motivated us. So, yeah, man, thanks to everybody.
Of course. And, you know, you've obviously, in the last few years, you've put on the producer hat, right? You know, and you know what? It's been a bit of a whirlwind journey, you know, since In a Nutch, you know, up until now. You know, how have you found, you know, I found it as a producer, man, you know, being on the other side?
You know what it is? I think having, like you said, the music hat on is completely different. I have a different feeling towards each song each time I'm working on something. Yeah. And, you know, I've gone from Bhangra tracks to like urban influences to duets. I've got so much in the pipeline coming up. I love being experimental with things and, you know, trying to mix and match new artists, working with new and established artists at the same time. It's just, you know, it's an amazing feeling, I'm not going to lie. You know, being behind the scenes doing, you know, managing the releases and the promotion side of things is completely different. When people get to hear you put together what we consider as like our masterpiece, you know, don't get me wrong, not everything's perfect. There's always room for improvement. But at the time, that just felt right. And then we released the song. And afterwards, you probably think, oh, maybe I could have tweaked this, that and the other. Yeah. But, you know, that's just always the vibe as times are changing.
Yeah.
You know, the vibe changes. But yeah, production wise, it's been fun. You know, lockdown, the first lockdown just gave me that time, you know, being at home and just focusing on music again. And I always was in the background working on projects and I never released them.
Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking, oh, I'll release them next month. And then you just put other people's projects ahead of yours.
Yeah.
And this time I just thought, you know what? Every time I drop a project, I get so much love. I can't, you know, push myself to a side either. I'm going to push everyone else.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm going to give everybody what, you know, Indie Gill's about. It's a complete different vibe. So, yeah, man, it's amazing being a producer and CEO of a label, plus running your own promotion company and everything. It's amazing. And, yeah, man, it's good.
Of course, man. And you know what, Indie, in such a short space of time, you know, like you said, you know, you've given us so many different varieties and flavors coming from you, Indie. And, you know, I listen to your tracks and, I smile, you know, because I mean, not just because I know you and I think, you know, he's just having fun with this. Do you know what? You know, I can see you're just, apart from the blood, sweat and tears that have gone into, you know, each project, I can feel that you're having fun with it. You're experimenting and, you know, and is that what we can expect going forward, Indie? Are you just going to have fun with it or are you kind of, I don't know, still trying to find your sound? You know, where are you at?
Like in my music production, I love to just, like you say, experiment with it, but I wanted to bring it back to the roots, you know, in the 2000s when the UK was absolutely dominating the scene and there were singers that we all grew up listening to.
Yeah.
And, you know, the new vibe is great. I love what, you know, other people are doing, but we need to bring that flavor back. We need to try not bring the UK back. The industry's completely changed, you know. Bollywood are remaking songs and
yeah.
And it's becoming a bit more commercialized. And, you know, then we've gone from a pure Desi sound to a complete hip hop sound. You know, we went through that phase in, you know, late 90s, 2000s, where the garage sound was there. And, you know, at that time, we thought that was completely amazing and different. So
yeah.
What we want to do is still keep in touch with our Marbuli and our, you know, traditional sound, which is purely Bhangra, at the same time delivering urban, you know, style of songs, which we know we've got to be able to cater to everyone in the market as a label. So for me personally, what you can expect in the future is a mixture of literally everything. So we're not staying in a bracket. I'm currently working on bringing back some very, very big names from the 2000s,
yeah.
As well as I'm going to stay current by collaborating with a couple of mainstream artists.
Yeah.
Can't give too much away at the minute, but
okay.
You'll see it probably later this year. So it'd be amazing, man.
Yes, well, we can't wait. But, you know, right about now, it's all about this brand new track that's literally dropped. It's called Border. Bro, talk to me about this track, man. Break this track down for me, man. Where did it come from? Back again in the studio with Ajit B. You know, we just heard the track all day, which, you know, is still one of my favorites, man. But yeah, man, talk to me about Border.
So Border came about. So me and Ajit B have been talking for a very long time. He was actually writing a couple of songs for us back in the day. And as he was sending me voice notes, I was thinking, Budgie, your voice is really, really nice. Why don't you sing? And he was like, nah, Budgie, look, I'm currently focusing on writing. So I said to him, look, we will do a song. So then hence how All Day came about. I got him in the studio. He was actually writing these songs for some other people. And I was like, nope, let's get you in the booth.
Yeah.
I want you on the track. And as you guys can see, he does justice. His vocal is absolutely amazing. So we were working on his song selection for his EP that we're doing currently. So Border was a duet that came about. Lali Paji, who actually has been writing a couple of projects for the EP, came up with Border. And Reena Nafri is a Voice of Punjab finalist from India. Oh. And we just got in touch with her. Once we heard the lyrics, once we heard the vibe, I got Jeet B to layer his vocals. Then we got Reena in, and she absolutely smashed it as well. And just, it came together so naturally, and it was such a different subject matter. It was a different style of song. The video, as you can tell, it's very much, you know, about the army scene and how, you know, a partner goes away for so long, goes to battle or goes to work in the army and things like that. Yeah. And just explain that story, that life's never easy, although, you know, they are out there, you know, representing the world and fighting for the world and things like that. They are also have a family of their own. And, you know, and the fact that, you know, Reena is actually replying, you know, within the song saying, you know, although male, you know, you guys are on the front line, the females are also behind you. They're also a strength in the background. Yeah. So it was such a nice subject matter, and the storyline fitted. The video, Sonu Paji, I worked very closely with him on it, and everything just worked out. It was just a smooth flow, you know. We just have fun with it, and you can hear it in the track, you know. Every you know, message I've had, everyone's like, this is completely different. Yeah. We're loving the vibe. So that means the world to us, you know. And, you know, just the fact that you guys like it is the main thing.
Of course, man. It's a great track, great message, you know. And it is, I mean, I can't fault the track at all. And once again, you know, Sonu Sekhon, you know, absolutely smashed it with the video. You know, just never misses, man. Never misses with the videos. it's just too good, man. You know, it's just, you know, you got a 3-4 minute cinematic experience, man. And you know, and just watching the story unfold, you know, it's a beautiful thing. It's such a beautiful thing.
And you know what it is? It's very hard because right now, having Jeet Paji in the studio, I'm doing it over video calling. Yeah. Having Reena in the studio's video calling. The video itself, majority, 90% being shot in India with, yeah, you know, my input from here. And I'm just doing my shots from here. And you can imagine, with you physically not being in India, yeah, things are 10 times harder to try get what you want to deliver to the world. Yeah. But these guys just get it. I just need to give them a concept. They go away and they produce magic. And that's like amazing feeling that you can just do that rather than you physically being there. But don't worry, Akshay, I'm sure at some point me and you will travel to India and we'll do the videos out there with you in it as well.
100% we are going to make that happen. I would so love to do that, bro. So love to do that. But listen, Border is out. You know, it's getting so much love. You know, I know we're showing it love. You know, the views and the streams, you know, organically, they are growing, which is amazing. Bro, yeah, you know, I can't wait to hear what you got coming next and what's coming out from the team. But, before I let you go, right? But we've got a little bit of an exclusive for the listeners, all right? What shall we do? Shall I drop a minute of it and then you talk about it? Or do you want to give it a little intro before? What shall we do?
I think let's drop it, yeah, and then we'll quickly discuss the project. That'll be a better, I think. Let's give the listeners less talking and a bit more music that they love.
All right, here we go. This is an absolute exclusive. Remember where you heard this first.
Press play. Subress Radio.
Indeed, talk to me.
Right, this is Dilda Buha coming off of one established singer actually in the industry who's very underrated in our eyes. So he's got an EP that we're working on, 4-track EP The track's called Dil Da Buha. This is produced by Tank. On the EP, you've also got a track called Tu Jaidi, which is by myself, Indy Gill. You've got Lakda, which is by Just Ritz. And you've also got Nal Sonia, which is by an up-and-coming producer named Raju. Yeah. So it's going to be a four-track EP dropping the end of this month. So we just wanted to give you guys a vibe of what to expect. A lot more exclusives, a lot more new music on its way. Always going to be given to Akshay. And yeah, you guys will hear it here first.
Bro,
on Subbish Radio.
Bro, love, respect. Thank you so much for joining me this evening, man. You know, always fun. And I know me and you are going to catch up again real, real soon. Bro, thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, thank you for having me, Akshay. And I just want to give a quick shout out to the whole team on 3Q Records, 3Q Media. Also, my family, Gil family, happy 18th birthday to my nephew, Aaron, for tomorrow. If you guys want to get in touch, if you're a singer, up-and-coming producer, lyricist, you know, anything you're doing within the industry, contact me at IndieGil3Q, at 3Q Records, or at Official 3Q Media. Also, please love and share, you know, our videos on YouTube on 3Q Records Official channel. And yeah, big shout out to Akshay and Subbish Radio. Thank you all so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Indy Gill, and we are about to hear the new one, Border.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subbish Radio.